In a rugged corner of Panama, a disease that is under control in much of the world is spreading at a troubling rate. AIDS is now the second leading cause of death among the country's biggest indigenous community. And the spike in HIV is being seen across indigenous populations in Central America. Jacob McClelland of member station KGOU explains what's going on.
A short man with a ponytail peeks through a crack in a sheet metal fence, calling out to see if anybody's home.
Buenas!
His name is Dario Garcia, and he's checking on some HIV patients to make sure they're taking their meds.
¿Está tu tía? ¿Puedo conversar con él un ratito?
Garcia walks through the muddy yard past chickens and scrawny dogs to the cinder block house.
No quiero que me muerda el perro.
Two men, both indigenous and HIV positive, live here. At first, they want to talk to Garcia, until they spot somebody outside. They clam up. One man backs into the corner of the room. If he could dissolve into the wall, he would. Nobody else in the household knows they have HIV, and the men are afraid to be overheard. Garcia quickly changes the subject. A few minutes later, we leave.
Todavía se encuentra las personas con ese temor.
Garcia is a volunteer who checks the well-being of patients. He says he still finds people who are afraid to be around any talk of HIV. They'll automatically shut down. That's how strong the stigma is. He knows this firsthand. He, too, is HIV positive.
La mayor discriminación que existe.
He says the greatest discrimination for somebody with HIV can come from their own family. Garcia is an ethnic Nobe, the largest indigenous group in Panama, and he's heartsick about the crisis his people are facing. In other parts of the world, the rate of HIV infection is on the decline. Here, it's spiking. About 150,000 people live in the Comarca Nobe Bugle territory, and HIV/AIDS is now the second leading cause of death here. Arlene Colvo is a research professor at the University of South Florida's Panama City campus. She says HIV was unheard of in the Nobe's territory until recently. The first case wasn't identified until 2001, decades after the virus first ravaged other parts of the world. And now that it's here, it's entrenched.
It went from having just a few cases to, after a few months, having 100 identified cases, and probably a year after that, having over 500 cases.
Calvo says there are many more who haven't been detected, and others are so sick when they're first diagnosed that there's no way to treat them.
You have to understand that this is a very rural area, not comparable to rural U.S.
The terrain is mountainous, and many communities aren't connected by roads. Blood tests must be administered in a hospital by a lab technician, which can mean an 8 to 10 hour trip, much of it on foot. Colvo says this is one of the biggest barriers to controlling the outbreak.
Even if you're healthy, it is very difficult. Imagine being sick and trying to do this.
Many Nobes with HIV get treatment at the clinic in the little town of San Felix. The doctor here is Cesar Gantes. He says the region is a breeding ground for HIV because there are no places to buy condoms. And while treatment's free, only about half of Gantes' patients continue with it, largely because they don't have money for transportation. Another barrier, sex education in Panama is banned. Indigenous communities across Latin America are seeing a similar spike. And in Panama and Honduras, the prevalence of HIV is as much as 6 times greater than among the general population. Anthropologist Patricia Ponce says indigenous people in these countries are at a higher risk for infection because they often migrate to find work.
Hombres que salen de sus comunidades, hombres.
She says when men travel for work, they sometimes diversify their sex practices, including sex with other men.
Muchas mujeres que salen a trabajar.
And women who leave their communities can often end up in the sex trade.
Yantore.
31-year-old Mendoza is sitting on a bench underneath a mango tree in a park in the town of Tole. He knows that people with HIV can be shunned, so he doesn't want to use his full name. He doesn't want another person to live through what he has. He's studying to be a teacher so he can help younger generations of Nobe. At the same time, Mendoza is more fortunate than many HIV patients here. He still lives in his village, and his family, especially his mother, is supportive.
Ella empezó a apoyarme.
She has supported me in everything, he says. Others aren't as fortunate. Dario Garcia, the young man we met earlier, says he doesn't have the support of his parents because he's also gay.
No tengo el apoyo de mis padres.
He feels alone, he says.
Me sienta solo. creo que el mayor apoyo ahora.
The people he helps, those who have been diagnosed with HIV, they are his real family now, and he dreams they won't have to live through the same pain. For NPR News, I'm Jacob McClelland in Santiago, Panama.